Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Mommy, I don't want to invite Jessica to my party. If I do, the other girls won't play with me. Okay, so I did take a t-shirt without paying for it, but it's no big deal. Everybody does it. Dad, why do I have to come home by 11? My friends don't even have curfews. What's going on here? Could it be peer pressure? Peer pressure is influencing another person's decisions. One form of peer pressure is by a peer group, about the same age, to conform to their expectation. To be accepted as one of the group, the person may be pressured to think, act, and dress a certain way. Group peer pressure is usually general and fits the image of everyone is doing it. Another type of peer pressure is with one or a few best friends. This gets personal and hard to escape. You might be wondering how early peer pressure begins. Well, young children do what they see other young children doing or do what they're told. If their little friends are wearing princess dresses, they want to also. If their buddies don't like peas, they will declare peas are yucky. Researchers from Germany and Netherlands actually studied peer pressure in 4-year-old preschoolers. Results published in the journal Child Development in 2011 indicated preschool children are already experiencing peer pressure, and they conformed their public judgment or behavior of a situation to the judgment of the majority of the peers, even when they knew better. In 2013, another study appeared in the journal Child Development. Lead researcher, University of Maryland development psychologist Melanie Killen, surmised, "This is not just an adolescent issue. Peer group pressure begins in elementary schools as early as age 9. It's what kids actually encounter on any given day." Killen goes on to say that parents and teachers often miss children's understandings of how groups work and the kids' willingness to buckle to the pressure. Children begin to figure out the costs and consequences of resisting peer group pressure early, and by adolescence, they find it only gets more complicated. Well, perhaps we should back up here and think about why kids of all ages, and adults too, give in to peer pressure. Often, it's because kids want to be liked. They want to have friends and be part of a group. Kids may be afraid that others will make fun of them if they're different or don't go along with what's being said or done. Sometimes kids give in to peer pressure because they want to try something new and are braver in a group. There may be another reason, a change in the brain. Yes, you heard me right. A small study by a Harvard research team looked at participants' brains during a rating of attractiveness of digital images of faces. Participants were told ratings given by peers and uniformly changed their own ratings to match. MRI scans showed significantly different patterns of activity in two areas of the brain associated with determining subjective value and reward. Phew! Well, stay tuned for further research about how long the brain changes caused by conformity last and whether people of different ages respond differently. So join us this month as we blog about peer pressure. We'll look at both the positive and negative aspects of this issue. We'll explore ways for parents to respond when they know their children are being influenced by peer pressure. We'll give parents some ideas on how they can help their children maintain friends while learning how to resist peer pressure while standing up for what they believe is right. And as always, we look forward to hearing from you. Has your child struggled with peer pressure? How do you handle the influences of individuals and groups? The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.